it's really very important. In Qatar, Her Highness Sheikh Moza bin Nasser Al Misnad, the consort of His Highness, the Emir of State of Qatar, has been a leader and visionary to protect and promote the social development. And through that, the Ashafallah Center for children with special needs has been created. And this is as a center for a disability with also special autism. And we worked closely here in New York with Autism Speaks, and we realized that the international community should be aware of autism.
Right. Ambassador, let me just turn it over to Ms. Wright. I know that autism has touched your life. You have a grandchild, I believe, who's autistic. I mean, what do you hope most of all that people will take away from this day? What do they need to learn?
Yes, I do. I have a grandson who is now 6, was diagnosed at 2.5, and realized at that time that no one was talking about this extraordinary epidemic that was 1 in 166 when Christian was diagnosed. Now it's 1 in 150, 1 in 94 boys. I hope that this day around the world, the awareness of autism is what's most important. It was kind of a hidden secret of the epidemic when we unfortunately had the diagnosis. So we are hoping for awareness, for hope for everybody. I was honored to be invited by Her Highness to this amazing school, this amazing place at Shefala. I will be returning next year. I'm so grateful for the ambassador and all that Qatar did to make this happen. It is a wonderful day for the autism community around the world. Autism affects every community, every country, and every continent.
Well, Ms. Wright, let me ask you more, because one of the things I found exciting in the piece we just watched was that there's this research center that they're going to be opening up in Qatar. I mean, I know people feel so passionately about getting more research done to find out what the underlying causes are here. What are your hopes for this center?
Oh, my hopes for the center, first of all, I'm so grateful for Her Highness for doing this. This is an extraordinary place for scientists from all over the world to participate in the search for the cause and cure of autism. We are looking for the cause and the cure, and hopefully her center will be able to do that for us.
How much more money needs to be spent, Suzanne Wright? Let me put that question to you as well. You're so close to it. I mean, a lot of families complain that they just don't get the support they need.
No, that's true. I mean, I've never seen anything like the discrimination against people that have children and families that have children with autism, whether it's education, whether it's health, whether it's insurance. It is just amazing, and hopefully Autism Speaks will be changing all that around the country, changing legislation, changing school districts that they accept our children, and changing the insurance, that some of the insurance companies stand up and pay for this. As one mother said to me, my little girl has diabetes, and why isn't my friend who has a child with autism being taken care of? It is going to cost billions of dollars. Mm-hmm. And with a partner like the ambassador and his wonderful country, we're well on the way to finding that cause and that cure of this epidemic, this global epidemic.